Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 29 July 2015. It is Wednesday. You're in the right place. That is, if you're sick and tired of hearing about Donald Trump on television, we won't talk much about him today because he's getting plenty of coverage. But everyone asks the same question. Why is he so high on the polls? I'll tell you why, and I say the same four-letter word I did yesterday. He's real. Doesn't make any difference if you like what he says or not. He's real. And people are tired of politicians. People see through politicians being nothing more than to promote those that are set there to promote the prevailing agenda. And they do it very well. Two guys from each state, and then the representatives divided up. They all play the game. And when we realize that they are part of the problem and that getting my guy in the Senate or the House is not an answer, perhaps we'll start looking at what the big problem is. And there is a huge problem. Now, do we need to have the whole thing come down around our shoulders before we start all over again? Well, I think the financial and monetary crisis will do just that. More laws do not make for more freedom. We need to go back to what the original government was set up to do. And it wasn't set up to determine whether or not you should have a smelt that can swim in your pond or not, or in your creek. It's not about all the things that government has become about. And I think we all know that. It is, I think, about the safety and welfare of the people, and that we need to take a lead in doing that. And that's why we are so intent on saying we want to know what's in our food. But now the government has said, because the government of, by, and for the elite and the corporate entities has said, you don't need to know what's in your food. You're just stupid little peon people. You don't deserve to know. You don't need to know. All you need to know is what we tell you. So people have no concept of what food is. And if you think they don't know what food is now, wow, just wait till the package says nothing as far as ingredients go. Remember the story of, well, six labs. No, three it started off. No, I think it started off with one, come to think of it. A lab has received anthrax. Then it went to three labs, then six labs. Do you remember that? Well, guess where the number is today? You got to hear this. The Pentagon has admitted to accidentally shipping, and I'll tell you the number. It's just beyond belief. I mean, you really have to work at being that incompetent is all I can say. I mean, there had to be a whole bunch of people working overtime in mass to create that kind of mistake. McDonald's is going to have to begin closing restaurants because there is what's called a clean food movement. Yay! About darn time people are recognizing a clean food movement, and McDonald's is not part of it. And Wanda has found the 10 kind of toxic items that McDonald's uses. You're going to want to hear about this. The 10 items McDonald's uses. Then we're going to talk about that Libya situation. Remember, we got report that Gaddafi's son is now going to be executed or whatever. Well, I ask the Moriartys their response, and I got it. So we will talk about that. In the second hour, we're going to be talking to Pete Fettig about carrot bars, why it might be something you might want to consider. And in the third hour, we're going to talk to Chris Emery and Mary Ellen Moore about the Lusitania, the truth about the Lusitania, and a number of other issues, Vietnam, and how they see it. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for wanting to know the truth at all costs. Like I said, in the third hour, we're going to be talking about the truth about the Lusitania, truth about Vietnam. We're going to be having a couple of people joining us who you've heard from before. Mary Ellen Moore will be joining us, and Chris Emery from Free Mind Films. I want to know more about the Lusitania, and I want to know what they've got regarding Vietnam, because there's a lot we don't know, so stay tuned for that. Pete Fettig will be joining us in the second hour talking about carrot bars and why it might be a good thing for you to be able to purchase gold in smaller increments. Also, I have a really neat testimony that Steve sent me regarding Time Challenger. It really is awesome testimony, so I'll tell you about that a little bit later. Let's get to the news, because there's so much diversion taking place in the news now that it's hard for people to be able to focus on what's really important. And of course, they're wanting you to think Trump, 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 although they're doing anything and everything to try and destroy his name. Going back to depositions, talking about a breast pump, because one of the attorneys, as I understand it, used a breast pump during a deposition. Big deal. If that's the worst they've got on him, oh my gosh, he is going to skyrocket in the polls. He is just real. And I kind of don't care if he's good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, all of them are B-A-D bad. All of them. Well, except for Rand Paul, I think. So, you know, thinking about how they could come out with information on Hillary Clinton, nobody's touching her. The Teflon Princess, nobody is touching her. They've got so much material, and they're worried about a breast pump in a deposition with Donald Trump questioning whether or not that was appropriate or not. I mean, I'll leave that up to you to decide. But that is the news now. I don't care what channel you're on. Well, nah, it hasn't reached HGTV yet, but I'm surprised. It's all about right now Brady breaking his silence and his suspension being upheld. Even on Financial News Network, that's what they've been talking about over and over again. Come on. The world is in a horrible, chaotic, financial chaotic situation. And you're focusing on Brady and his phone that he destroyed? I mean, really, it's over. It's done. Let's talk about what's happening in Greece. Let's talk about what's happening in Italy. I mean, the real news. Let's talk about whether or not there's going to be a bump in the interest rate and what that is going to do to the central banks or do to the United States. Anyway, let's get to the international news. Warplanes attack an airbase over Yemen's Aden. You know, there's so many wars going on. It used to be that if somebody dropped a bomb over a country, we called it a war. Now we just call it, well, they're dropping bombs over a country. Warplanes attack the Houthi militia. Now we're supposed to believe all this. In control of Yemen's largest airbase north of Aden on Tuesday. You know, I just wish I knew somebody north of Aden that could give us a real report on what's going on. Anyway, seeking to expand territorial gains made by Saudi-led coalition forces since they captured the southern city port last week. So Saudi Arabia is at war with Yemen. Witnesses say big explosions were heard at the Annanad base, 50 kilometers or 30 miles from Aden, which has been held by the Iranian-allied Houthi movement for much of the four-month-old civil war, and commands the approaches to Aden. A Saudi-led Arab coalition allied with southern secessionist fighters retook much of Aden last week in the first significant ground victory in their campaign to end Houthi control over much of Yemen and restore exiled President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. You know, they bring in so many different terrorist groups that we really can't keep them straight, and they know that. They know that. But it's all about the story. Totally all about the story. What they want you to believe, what they want you to think, and how they want you to see the world. NATO backs Turkey as the country expands their fight against ISIS and the Kurds. NATO on Tuesday gave its strong backing to Turkey's fight against terrorism. You know, the United States has always sort of had this good cop, bad cop relationship with Turkey, but Turkey always seems to do what the United States wants, especially if they approach them with a check, you know, with lots of zeros in it. Anyway, NATO gave its strong backing to Turkey's fight against terrorism at an emergency meeting called to discuss Ankara's strikes against Islamic State fighters and Kurdish rebels. So we got another war going on. I mean, people are fighting each other, and it's not called a war. It's called, oh, well, they're just doing strikes against them. The talks in Brussels came as President Tayyip Erdogan insisted that Turkey would press on with a dual offensive against two mutually hostile groups, not one but two, despite questions about its country's motives. Turkey's motives are whatever the United States wants and is willing to pay for. Opening the meeting of ambassadors from all 28 NATO states, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the U.S.-led military alliance was following developments very closely, and we stand in strong solidarity with our ally Turkey. Don't you know? Because that is our pathway to staging. We have to have a way of getting to the bad guys. And the airway is through Incirlik Air Force Base, or now NATO base. Jonathan Pollard, spy for Israel, is going to be released on parole. A lot of people questioning why this is happening. But in July 2014, after Jonathan Pollard had served 29 years of a life sentence for spying on behalf of Israel, his hopes for freedom were thwarted when a federal panel denied his request for parole. On Tuesday, the United States Parole Commission announced that Mr. Pollard, 60 years old now, met the legal standards and would be released just before Thanksgiving. Mr. Pollard, one of the country's most notorious spies, will walk out of federal prison in Butner, North Carolina on November 20th. Elliot Lauer, one of the two lawyers who have been working pro bono for the past 15 years to free Mr. Pollard, called a client on Tuesday with the news. Now, it's now been 30 years that he has been in prison. And it's going to be 30 years from the date that he was in prison that they're going to let him go. Isn't it amazing how those coincidental dates work out? I don't know if you have a lot of interest in the Jonathan Pollard story. A lot of people do. He was a spy for Israel against the United States. It's kind of a convoluted story, but interesting. Secretary of State John Kerry, who testified before Congress on Tuesday on the Iran deal, told reporters after the hearing that there was no connection between Pollard's parole in the agreement. I haven't even had a conversation about it, he said. Longtime observers of the Iran negotiations said it would have been a mistake for Obama to try to connect Pollard's release to the nuclear deal, especially since the fate of four Americans who are being held prisoner in Iran were not addressed by the agreement. And I don't know if you saw John Kerry on TV yesterday at the hearing. Oh my gosh. He admitted that he has not seen the side deals that were done regarding Iran. Not seen the side deals. Excuse me, I thought you were over there every day spending all this money to make this arrangement with Iran, and you don't even know what the side deals are? He says, I haven't even seen them. So who, pray tell, was doing the side deals? And why did he agree on it if he doesn't even know what they are? And perhaps the side deals are where the action is. It was, he got kind of angry at some of the people asking questions. And it was kind of fun to watch. And Kerry came away looking a little bit weak, to say the least. At the time that Pollard was sentenced, federal law required that he be reviewed for parole after he'd served 30 years of life sentence, a deadline that falls on November 21st. Spokesman for the Bureau of Prisons said Tuesday that Pollard would be released on November 20th, since the 21st is a Saturday. Pollard's lawyer said that if he had not been granted parole, he would have to serve 15 more years in prison. And at the hearing, at the last hearing, which took place in North Carolina on July 7th, his attorney presented his case to the parole commissioners using what he called statistical evidence to prove that Pollard was unlikely to break the law in the United States again. He also said that Pollard had been a model prisoner. Lawyers for the government also made presentations at the hearing. He said the government's position was confirmatory of the presentation that we had made. And on Tuesday, Pollard expressed a desire to be reunited with his wife. Can you imagine waiting for somebody for 30 years? He added that parole rules may prevent his client from immediately leaving the United States and that Pollard was eager to visit Israel when he could. His preference is to restart his life. Obviously, he has great affection for Israel. That is a place he'd like to visit, perhaps spend time there. It's too early to predict what his plans will be. We'll be back after this four-minute break with the Power Hour. Mullah Omar is dead. again. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, trying to make sense out of things like Mullah Omar is dead again. They were kidding about it on TV that perhaps maybe it's going to be like the guy in The Godfather, died 10 times. Well, you might think it might be accurate with Mullah Omar. Now, we're supposed to believe, of course, that this guy is dead, that he is who they say he is. And it's so funny, on the picture, the file photo with him, It says a file photo of the man believed to be Mullah Omar. The guy's got one eye. Now, I think, and I may be wrong, but I think they ought to be able to tell by now if it is or is not Mullah Omar. I mean, do we not have the NSA, the CIA, all these people that are so good at what they do? Anyway, the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Muhammad Omar, has reportedly died. According to Afghan officials, reports the BBC, the militant group has not commented on the claim. And even Morning Joe on MSNBC said, well, he's died for what is the third or fourth time. Yeah. The issue is reportedly discussed at a meeting of the Afghan cabinet following the confirmation by Pakistani authorities. The Pakistani authorities said Mullah Omar had died 2 years ago, but no further details were given regarding the circumstances surrounding his death. Previously in May of 2011, Afghan's intelligence agency indicated that he had been killed in Pakistan in 2011. But the Taliban soon made a statement saying that their reclusive leader was still very much alive and leading the Mujahideen in all aspects. The Mujahideen. Zabula Muahid, a Taliban spokesperson, had called the information enemy propaganda. Anyway, does anybody even remember or care who Mullah Omar is? I mean, really, seriously, does anybody care or believe that it plays any role in anything else? I kind of think not. I really, really think not. I don't think anybody really cares or really is interested, and I think this is just to keep the story alive of, oh, we have a terrorist problem, and you must remain afraid. And that's the deal. So, it's all about the fraud. It's all about the stories. It's all about the misleading of the people. It's all about that. I got to talk about this story because it just absolutely makes me wonder what's going on when we actually believe and buy into these stories. The Pentagon has admitted that a U.S. Army lab accidentally shipped live anthrax, to at least, are you ready for this? It's going to make your head spin. 192 laboratories over the past decade. Almost 200 laboratories. Now, wait a second. When we're not supposed to have anthrax in the first place, because that's an offensive weapon or could be used as an offensive biological weapon, and according to the Chemical Weapons Convention, and Chemical and Biological Weapons Convention, we don't do that stuff. 192 labs? How can you possibly control what goes on at 192 labs? You can't. It's all about creating biological and chemical agents for use, either in some way to make a profit. Anyway, in June, they reported about 100 very quietly. And now it's almost up to 200. What if we were to find out it's over 1,000? Does it make any difference? If it's over one, I think we have a problem. The agency said on Monday that the list now includes labs in all 50 states. What are we thinking, putting live anthrax out there with such an incompetent group of people? They can't even determine if their own bacteria is alive or not. That ought to be the first thing they're able to address. Is it alive or not? Anyway, it's in all 50 states, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. The labs received live anthrax because of ineffective sterilization methods for killing the deadly bacteria. We need to cover this. Unreal, the incompetence of a government who shouldn't even be doing this in the first place. We should not. They should not. The corporate elite, military-industrial complex should not be doing biological weapons. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We have the movie, the documentary, State of the Mind, A Psychology of Control, on sale for $13.46. We have A Noble Lie, that's $17.96, and also Shadow Ring, which is on sale for $13.46. Please take advantage of getting these documentaries. They are from Free Mind Films. They're absolutely outstanding. We're going to be talking to two of the people that worked with Shadow Ring in the next hour, or in the third hour today. So don't miss that. We're going to be talking to Chris Emery and Mary Ellen Moore. I want to know more about the Lusitania, for one, and World War II. What really happened in World War II? It's like we have to revisit everything, because everything is a lie. Everything is a lie. And you know, and now that gives us lots of material, though, doesn't it? But anyway, thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We still have some toothpaste that is only $5. That is really good, healthy toothpaste for only $5. Please get that at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. 9829. And if you're going to be doing your mini retreat at home, well, you can get the recipes for a lot of the food that we're going to be eating in Gary Knoll's cookbook, on an anti-inflammation cookbook. It is beautiful. It is a very large 8.5 by 11 color pictures of the food along with how to prepare it. So you can get that to do that at home. Get ready for your own little mini retreat. If you plan on doing that, take advantage of those 7 days and come out the other end of it with something that you can show for it. Increased energy, you know, better sleeping, whatever it is, please consider doing that. And if you want to know what Gary's philosophy is on illness, you can get the book Say No to Cancer, the Gary Knoll book on Say No to Cancer. It's really got everything in it. The supplements you need to take, all, everything, his protocol, is in that book, Say No to Cancer. And that's kind of what we see happening down at the retreat, though it's not about diseases at the retreat. It's about getting well and feeding the body the items that make it better. All right, getting back to the news. Talking about the 192 labs, are you kidding me that we could be so inept in this country? And I say we, that the government that we have allowed to be there, the corporate government, could be that inept and we allow them to get away with it? 7 foreign countries received shipments. Australia, Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, South Korea, and the UK. Why aren't we hearing from these people saying, you'd sent us what? And why? I mean, I'd like to know what's going on. I'd like to know what they're tweeting about, wouldn't you? It's too much incompetence to be real, if you ask me. Anyway, they shipped this live anthrax. Are you ready for this? For 10 years. And they don't know how to effectively kill bacteria in 10 years. They did it wrong. You always test the bacteria after you kill it to see if it's still alive. You always do that. That's part of the protocol. But oh no. Oh no. They didn't do it, evidently, because they were so corrupt or so inept, or it was so much by design. Anyway, they're saying it's deja vu all over again, said U.S. Representative Tim Murphy, a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, referring to a new count at a Tuesday hearing. What we have here, now here is your representative, Tim Murphy, is a pattern of recurring issues of complacency and a lax culture of safety. You think? How about just total incompetence or malicious intent by design? Among the labs receiving multiple violation letters is the U.S. Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah, which is the center of international scandal anyway over a shipment of live anthrax. The Defense Department originally claimed in May that it accidentally in the past 10 years, sent anthrax samples to labs in 9 states and South Korea. By June, however, more than 51 labs in 17 states were reported as having received anthrax accidentally, as were labs in 3 foreign countries. But remember how I told you the other shoe always seems to fall? Pentagon investigation into the incident released last week could not determine the cause of the mistaken shipments. In other words, in the last several months, oh, we are so stupid, we just can't figure this out. Really? You think they can't figure out how it happened? Boy, I bet they could figure out, though, what you said on June 23rd of 2004. I bet they've got that down pat if they need to, though. The Department of Defense is working to develop standards for the handling and deactivation of anthrax pathogens. By the way, DOD, that's what you should have done before you made the anthrax. Unless you wanted it out there to create a problem and annihilate a whole bunch of people. But until that process is completed, the agency's Deputy Secretary Bob Work said a complete moratorium on the production and transport of anthrax has been imposed. Awesome that you did that. Absolutely awesome that you went to the extent to do that. U.S. military sees more uses of laser and microwave weapons. What do you bet? They will have more use of lasers and microwaves and directed energy weapons and less of any people involved. Because it's easy just to fire off a laser or a DEW, directed energy weapon, and just kill a bunch of people and say, well, I was ordered to do that. They're going to be using them more widely very soon. Translation, they're already using them. Top armed forces officials and U.S. lawmakers told this industry conference on Tuesday, yeah, we will be doing that before long. The officials there describe weapons that are in various stages of development and testing. Don't you know that was gory? Various testing stages by the U.S. Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force, and Army. But said more work is needed to scale up the technology for larger weapons. Translation, killing more people at one time. And they must get sufficient funding, which translation means we've got to get more poppies in from Afghanistan to make more illegal drugs. A nursing student, I was sent this story by one of our listeners, was expelled for questioning directives to lie about vaccines. If you haven't seen this story, you may want to check this out. The Liberty Beacon is the one who carried the story, and the nursing student's name is Nicole Rolf, R-O-L-F-E. She was expelled from the nursing program at Baker College in 2013 for harassment of staff. She readily admits that she had respectfully questioned two of her teachers during the classroom discussion when each of them instructed the students to use diversion, misinformation, threats, and blatant lies to coerce their patients, current hospital patients, to comply with vaccination demands. I repeat, the teachers instructed the students to use diversion, misinformation, threats, and blatant lies. So the student complained and said, hey, that's not right. And they said, hey, guess what? You're out of the program. She was expelled from the program with no warning, no recourse, and no right to appeal. She and her lawyer have now filed charges against the college. The first instructor said lie about the reason for vaccinations, give misinformation, deflect fears and concerns. The first instructor named in the complaint, Connie Smith, assistant director of nursing, instructed the students to tell expectant mothers and their partners that they were not allowed access to the labor and delivery floor until they received a DTaP vaccine. The reason given for this demand was the safety and protection the vaccine would give to the newborns. The instructor was clear in her directives that the nursing students were to misrepresent facts and disregard patients' concerns, including fears of vaccine injuries. Rolf questioned the deception, and here's why. The reality that vaccinations would not provide protection for 4 to 6 weeks. Now, see, they were requiring the DTaP, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccine, to be given if people wanted to go into L&D, labor and delivery. And what husband doesn't want to be in there with his wife, right? But the truth is, that vaccine does not take effect for 4 to 6 weeks, so it doesn't make any difference. She asked why she would be required to participate in behavior contrary to ethical and legal standards regarding informed consent. The instructor ended the discussion saying they would pick it up at a later time. Well, here is what she was using as her issue. The Code of Ethics for Nurses for the ANA. Here's what it says. And I think you all might want a copy of this in case you ever go to a nurse and remind her what her responsibility is. Respect for human dignity requires the recognition of specific patient rights, in particular, the right to self-determination. Wow. Been a long time since we kind of invoked that one, right? We have forgotten because it's whatever the law is. That's my editorial comment. But patients, and here's back to the American Nurses, the ANA Code of Ethics for Nurses. Patients have the moral and legal right to determine what will be done to their own person, to be given accurate, complete, and understandable information in a manner that facilitates an informed decision, and to be assisted with weighing the benefits, burdens, and available options in their treatment, including the choice of treatment. They also have the right to accept, refuse, or terminate treatment without deceit, without undue influence, duress, coercion, or prejudice, and to be given necessary support throughout the decision-making and treatment process. Such support includes the opportunity to make decisions with family and significant others and to obtain advice from expert, knowledgeable nurses and other health professionals. That is Section 1.4, the Right to Self-Determination Code of Ethics for Nurses, the American Nurses Association. If you want a copy of it, it will be in the email blast. Well, no. Sorry about that. Catherine's not back from vacation yet. You can go to the Power Hour news site where you will see the story where the nurse was expelled for questioning directives and told to lie about vaccines. You can see that there, or go to the American Nurses Association and look at Code of Ethics. Just put it in your search engine, Code of Ethics for Nurses, American Nurse Association. The right of determination of what will happen to their bodies. Time we invoke that, don't you think? Anyway, Instructor 2 gave sick children vaccines and threatened Medicare recipients. 2 days after the incident, a second instructor named in the complaint, Alicia Ossoff, gave instructions for the students to use any means necessary to bring pediatric patients up to date on their vaccines before the discharge from the hospital. I don't like the ring of that, the sound of that, at all. She told the students to lie to the parents receiving Medicare and to threaten them by telling them that if they didn't comply and give the vaccines, Medicare would not pay their hospital bill. How underhanded can one get? Are they desperate to get vaccines into people? Ask yourself why. Well, again, this student, Rolf, questioned the instructions. First, she questioned why sick children are going to be targeted for vaccination when the drug inserts clearly warn against vaccinating sick children. Then Rolf questioned the ethics and legality of lying to parents and threatening them to gain vaccination compliance. You go, girl. I hope she has a good lawyer, is all I can say. Anyway, she maintained that she remained calm and professional throughout the exchange. The direction given by these two instructors were in complete contradiction to the training these nursing students had received, including written information in their textbooks. More importantly, the instructions violated the law, ethics, and morality. In addition to Rolf's honesty and integrity, she was an A student 20 weeks from graduation. Can you imagine? 5 months from graduation. After all that time, it's probably a 4-year program. Her expulsion not only ended her training at Baker College, it left her blackballed for other schools. We can only hope that Nicole Rolf is successful in her lawsuit and her goal to become a nurse practitioner midwife, and that she finds excellent employment with like-minded professionals. I bet she's going to be going to Holistic Nurses Association. This is so bad. But I honor this lady on having her stand up and be the kind of person that says, I will tell the truth. We need more nurses like that, but guess what? They're very few, because I don't want to have happen to them what happened to Nicole Rolfe. Amazon wants airspace for delivery drones. Have you heard about this ridiculous story? They are so important and so exclusive. Online retail colossus Amazon wants to carve out a special zone of the sky to shuttle commercial drones that would deliver goods to the customers. Amazon Prime Air Project Vice President Gur Kimchi used a NASA convention in California on Tuesday to fly the idea of dedicating separate air zones for commercial drones. He proposed setting commercial drone zones between 200 and 400 feet above the ground with a no-fly buffer of 100 feet above to keep them safely apart from other aircraft. Less sophisticated drones, those used by hobbyists, could be given airspace below that used by the faster, more sensor-equipped commercial models. Do you think they should be allowed to have airspace of their own? First time a collision occurs, it'll be, oh well, stuff happens. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN host and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. You know, I'm thinking about this story with this nurse. A lot of people email me and say, how do I get out of taking vaccines once I get into nursing school? Well, it's kind of like getting out of taking vaccines in the military. don't join in the first place. Now, nurses, I know you want to get the training and maybe go into holistic or alternative nursing, but make sure you have an agreement with your school that you do not have to take the vaccines. Get it in writing. Have an attorney deal with it if you feel that strongly about it. Don't think you can go in there and talk your way out of it. Same with the military. I don't know that the military has ever had a waiver for anyone to take a vaccine. I don't believe they have. And, of course, I have so many people contact me and say, my daughter, my son just joined the Air Force. How do I get out? How do they get out of taking the vaccines? They don't. Unless they get an Article 15 or they go to jail. Or get kicked out of the military. That's how it's done. I have so much respect for this nursing student, 5 months away from graduation, saying not no, but I don't understand. Why am I being told a lie? And of course, you know where it got her. Anyway, moving on, Natural Health 365 say it is a dark chapter in the sordid history of Big Pharma. Doctors who did not praise a new anti-inflammatory medication manufactured by Merck were put on a hit list in an effort to discredit or otherwise harass them. The list was revealed only when a series of emails among Merck executives were utilized during testimony of a 2009 Australian class action suit involving one of the company's anti-inflammatory medications. But was this an isolated incident? Not really. In fact, the emails were part of a broader campaign to falsely promote the effectiveness and safety of the drug called Vioxx, which was launched in 1999 and voluntarily removed from the market in 2004 amidst concerns that it increased the risk of a heart attack. Unfortunately, the potential for similar activities today among drug companies is still very real. Now, if you don't know anything about Vioxx, it was accused of being associated with heart attacks in thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So anyway, they created a peer-reviewed scientific journal to publicize pro-Vioxx articles. They had an article ghostwriter and then signed by a doctor as an author, despite Merck staff criticizing the data it contained as wishful thinking. And the lengths to which Big Pharma will go to escalate sales of pharmaceuticals is, I don't even want to think where they're willing to go. There's so much money at stake. Would they kill doctors who say no? I think that's what we're looking at right now. They are looking at discrediting, neutralizing any of the doctors who don't perform appropriately according to how the Big Pharma wants them. Unbelievable. Kerry warns that Congress is scrapping the Iran deal would mean a path to nuclear weapons. Well, nobody's really happy with the Iran deal, except for Iran, I think. And everybody's asking the question, what is this really all about? Do we know? No, we don't. But Secretary of State John Kerry intensified efforts on Tuesday to beat back the criticism of the Iran nuclear deal and convince U.S. lawmakers that rejecting it would give Tehran a fast track to a weapon and access to billions of dollars from collapsed sanctions. It's just not going well, ladies and gentlemen. Not going well at all, and he doesn't even know what the side agreements are. Think about that. And Israel's not happy. The people in the U.S. are not happy, and the Democrats. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.